Break the ice. Mommy, what smartphone did you have when you were little? A little son asks his mom. None. His mom answers. Did you have a tablet? He asks again. When I was little, there were neither tablets nor smartphones. The mom says to her son. Her son is very surprised. Mom, did you see dinosaurs when you were a little child? He asks again. No, I did not, dear. I am not that old. Today I'm going to university. I have to be there at 8:30. I get dressed. It's hot outside, so I put on light clothing. Then I have breakfast. I eat a sandwich and drink tea for breakfast. I collect my things. I take with me a notebook, pen, pencil, ruler, and history textbook to university. I leave the house and go to the bus stop. I get on the bus to university. I see the university. There are a lot of students at the entrance. I go to the door and enter the university. Today I have 4 classes. The first lesson is physics, the second one is history, the third one is biology, the fourth one is English. I need to go to the auditorium for physics. I climb the stairs to the second floor. I go to the physics auditorium. A lot of students are standing near the auditorium. 10 minutes remain before the beginning of the class. I go into the auditorium and sit down on a chair. Sitting next to me is my friend Mike. He gets very good grades. Our teacher comes in. His name is Mr. Stephen. He picks up the chalk and writes a topic on the board. Students stake out their notebooks and pens. We write down the topic. Mr. Stephen then distributes our books on physics. He asks us to open the books on page 12. We write down formulas and rules in our notebooks. Mr. Stephen tells us about the topic. We listen carefully. The class lasts 1.5 hours. Then I leave the auditorium. The break has started. The break lasts 15 minutes. Next is the history lesson. I need to go to the third floor. The history classroom is there. I go up to the third floor and I go into the classroom. Our teacher is called Mr. Olivan. He is sitting at a table and is reading a newspaper. A large map hangs on the blackboard in his room. Students come to the room and sit down in their seats. The class begins. Our teacher looks at a map. He tells us the history of the city of Brussels. He then writes a topic on the board. The class lasts 1.5 hours. Then we go out of the room. The long break begins. It lasts 30 minutes. I go out of the university and go to a cafe. My friend Mike goes with me. The cafe is located nearby. We come into the cafe. I order a pizza and coffee. I sit in the cafe with Mike for 20 minutes. Then I pay the bill for the food to the waiter and leave the cafe. The third lesson is in biology. I love to go to lectures on biology. Our instructor, Mr. Christin, tells very interesting things. The lecture lasts 1.5 hours. Then I go to the English class. I know English well. My grandparents live in England. I often go to visit them. I think I'll go to the library after classes. Tomorrow I have a test in geography, so I need to prepare well. I want to take a book on the world's oceans. I need to make an outline. The library is located at our university. It is on the fourth floor. I go to the library. A lot of students are sitting in the library. They are reading and taking notes. It's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm tired, so I want to take the books home. I go to the librarian. I ask him to show me a book about the oceans. The librarian shows me 3 books. I look at the books. I decide to take 2 of them home. I also take a magazine. I check out the books and the magazine. The librarian says that I have to return the books and the magazine in 3 weeks. I take the books and the magazine and go home. Questions and answers. Where are you going today? Today I'm going to university. At what time do you have to be there? I have to be there at 8:30. Why do you wear light clothing? I wear light clothing because it is hot outside. What do you eat for breakfast? For breakfast, I eat a sandwich and drink tea. What do you take with you to university? I take a notebook, pen, pencil, ruler, and history textbook to university. Do you get on foot or by bus to university? I get to university by bus. How many classes do you have today? Today I have 4 classes. What subjects do you study? Physics, history, biology, and English. To which floor do you have to get? I climb the stairs to the 2nd floor. Do you go to the dean? No, I'm going to the physics auditorium. How many minutes are left before the start of classes? There are 10 minutes before the class. Who is sitting next to you? My friend Mike is sitting next to me. Does he do well at university? Yes, he does very well. What is the name of your teacher? His name is Mr. Steven. How does Mr. Steven start class? Mr. Steven writes the topic on the board. What does Mr. Steven distribute? Mr. Steven distributes our books on physics. On which page do you open the book? We open the book on page 12. What do you write in your notebook? We write formulas and rules in our notebooks. Do you listen to Mr. Steven carefully? Yes, we listen to him carefully. How long does a lesson last? A lesson lasts 1.5 hours. How long is the break? Break lasts 15 minutes. On what floor is the history room? The history room is on the 3rd floor. What is your teacher's name? Our teacher's name is Mr. Olivan. What does he do during the break? He sits at the table and reads a newspaper. What hangs on the blackboard in the history room? A large map hangs on the blackboard. What does the teacher tell you about? He tells us the history of the city of Brussels. How long is the big break? It lasts 30 minutes. Who goes with you to the cafe? My friend Mike goes with me. Is the cafe far? No, the cafe is next door. What do you order? I order a pizza and coffee. How long do you sit in the cafe?
I sit in the cafe with Mike for 20 minutes.
To whom do you pay the bill for the food?
I pay the bill for the food to the waiter.
Do you like biology classes?
Yes, I like to go to biology classes.
Is your teacher's name Mr. Kristen?
Yes, his name is Mr. Kristen.
Does he tell things in an interesting way?
Yes, our teacher Mr. Kristen makes things very interesting.
Do you speak English?
Yes, I speak English.
Where are your grandparents?
My grandparents live in England.
Do you go to visit them?
Yes, I often go to visit them.
Where do you want to go after classes?
I think I'll go to the library.
In what subject do you have a test tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have a test in geography.
Do you need to prepare for it?
Yes, I need to prepare well.
What kind of books do you want to take out of the library?
I want to take a book on the world's oceans.
Why do you need these books?
I need to write an outline.
Where is the library?
The library is in our university on the fourth floor.
How many students are in the library?
A lot of students sit in the library.
What do they do?
They read and take notes.
Do you take a book and sit down to write an outline in the library?
No, I'm tired, so I want to take the books home.
What do you ask the librarian?
I ask him to show me a book about oceans.
How many books do you decide to take home?
I decide to take two books home.
Do you also take a magazine?
Yes, I also take a magazine.
When do you have to return the books and magazine?
The librarian says that I have to return the books and magazine in 3 weeks.